You're listening to the 2010 SCAC Women's Basketball Media Day. Today I'm joined by junior guard Charwell Bell of Rhodes College. And Charwell, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Charwell, last year the Lynx posted a 14-13 record, 6-10 in SCAC play, third seed in the East, advancing to the SCAC semifinals. You know, what did your team learn through the grind of last season?
Just how to keep pushing, you know, really, because we had a good core group and we just had to, you know, stay together and focused and know our strengths and push through the season. And I think we accomplished a lot of our goals, but now we know how to adjust and work harder to achieve goals for this year.
You know, the Lynx lose two key leaders from last year's team in Becky Atnip and Becca Claren. How have you taken, it upon yourself to become a leader on this team?
This year is definitely an opportunity for me to step up and be more of a threat offensively this year. It was great playing with, Becky and Becca. They took a lot of pressure off of us as a team to contribute, but now this year the leadership roles will shift a little bit, and it'll be, taken upon myself to stay involved and make sure I get my teammates involved so that we can have a successful season.
You know, you returned this season as the SCAC Newcomer of the Year from a year ago. What did that honor mean to you?
It was a great honor. I'm just glad I was able to come in and contribute and help my team. And the fact that the conference recognized my efforts, it was just, icing on the cake. But I'm just glad I was able to come in and make an impact and make my team better.
Talk about what it's like playing under head coach Matt Dean. And, for our listeners, what can they expect to see out of a Coach Dean-led basketball team?
Well, Coach Dean-led basketball team is always going to be, happy with Coach. He's always down for, making sure that, we're having the best experience possible, but always working hard and achieving goals. So he always finds a way to bring the best out of, all the pieces of the puzzle, and you can definitely expect more of that this year.
Biggest surprise you've seen so far from your team as you guys have gone through preseason and practice getting ready for the 2010-11 season?
The biggest surprise? In that we, lost some leadership last year. We weren't quite sure what to expect with new pieces coming in and how things are going to flow, but it's a little surprising to me how much chemistry we've developed, now that the look of the team has changed, and early scrimmages and stuff like that, how natural it feels. So I'm excited for the start of the season to really put it in action.
You're listening to the 2010 SCAC Women's Basketball Media Day. Today I'm joined by Rhodes junior guard Charwell Bell. And Charwell, talk about the grind of navigating an SCAC schedule, the challenges that this conference, allows you guys to face, and what makes this league so competitive.
Well, one unique thing I'd say about our league is the span of the locations we travel to in our conference. It's just really a test mentally to go on the road to Austin and then to Colorado back to back and then come back home and stuff like that. But so we traveled a lot last year, and now this year we have a more of a home loaded schedule. So it just gives you an opportunity to capitalize on whether you have a road or home advantage, stuff like that. And wherever we go, it's gonna be fight tough competition regardless. So any night can be your night, and the conference allows you to do that, capitalize on opportunities.
And last season you averaged 13.9 points, 7 rebounds, and 2.7 assists per contest. How have you worked hard in the offseason to improve your game?
Well, just a lot of getting in the gym and getting in the weight room and making sure I was staying in touch with Coach and my teammates so that there's not too much rebuilding that has to take place once season starts. So just trying to make sure I stay focused and know that we want to come in and start off strong for this season.
Finally, Charwell, talk about the goals this team has heading into 2010-11 season, and what are two or three things that you guys have really been working hard on in preseason in order to be ready come the start of the 2010 season?
What our main goals are to, we'll improve upon our record, make the conference tournament, and, advance as far as possible. We want to, definitely make strides and continue to improve as a team. And in order to do so, we've been working hard as far as conditioning and lifting is concerned, so that we can be ready to battle, with the tough opponents in our conference. We've also tried to ensure that everybody, you know, is comfortable. We got the chemistry going, so that's another thing we've tried to build upon in the off season, so that we can prepare for this season and just make sure everybody's fired up and excited, and know that we're gonna, you know, start off with a bang and try to just ride it out for the season.
A native of Memphis, Tennessee, junior guard Sharwell Bell of Rhodes College. Again, the Lynx open up their 2010-2011 campaign at Mississippi College on the road November 15th. Sharwell, thanks again so much for your time and best of luck as you head into the season.
All right, thanks again for having me.